In this bulletin, the New South Wales Premier says people must learn to live with COVID as the state records more than 1,500 cases. Regional Victorians enjoy new freedoms as the state records 334 new cases. And in sport, Socceroos great Tim Cahill backs FIFA's proposal for the World Cup to be held every 2 years. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos with you. New South Wales has recorded 1,542 new cases of community transmission of COVID-19 and 9 deaths. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has stated that from Monday, fully vaccinated adults living in local government areas of concern will be able to picnic with their households within 5 kilometres of home. Additionally, she's announced that from next week, ministers won't routinely participate in the state's 11 a.m. COVID-19 press conference. Health staff will provide updates via video link rather than in person. Premier says ministers will hold intermittent press conferences when needed.
All of us have to start accepting that we need to live with COVID, because COVID will be around for 3 or 4 years and it's not practical to do everything the same.
These press conferences after the peak has passed.
Well, we will never know when that is.
And Victoria has detected 334 new locally acquired cases of the virus from almost 43,000 tests. And it's recorded 1 death. Less than half of the new cases have been linked to known outbreaks. And one new locally acquired case of COVID-19 has been detected in Queensland. The infected teenager attended St. Thomas More College in the Brisbane suburb of Sunnybank. The Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has also announced the border bubble with New South Wales will be reinstated from Monday. Moving to overseas news, and the first international civilian flight out of Afghanistan's Kabul airport since the departure of Western troops last month has taken more than 100 passengers to Doha in Qatar. The flight offers hope to people stranded in Afghanistan and fearful of the new Taliban government. US State Department spokesman Ned Price says 30 Americans and permanent residents were invited to take the flight, but not all accepted the offer.
We certainly hope and we certainly expect there will be additional opportunities for Americans and others to whom we have that commitment to depart Afghanistan if they so choose, using this and potentially other means as well.
To the U.S., where the Justice Department is suing Texas over a new state law that bans most abortions, arguing that it's unconstitutional. The lawsuit asks a judge to declare the law invalid. The Texas legislation prohibits abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, before most women know they're pregnant. Courts have blocked other states from imposing similar restrictions, but the Texas law differs because it leaves enforcement to private citizens through civil lawsuits. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he's concerned other states could follow Texas.
The statute deputizes all private citizens, without any showing of personal connection or injury, to serve as bounty hunters, authorized to recover at least $10,000 per claim from individuals who facilitate a woman's exercise of her constitutional rights.
The Jehovah Witnesses has joined the National Redress Scheme for Child Sexual Abuse Survivors under threat of financial penalties. It's one of 34 institutions signing up after the federal government brought in rules to withhold funding from and strip the charity status of groups refusing to join. The other institutions joining the scheme include Tennis Australia, St. John Ambulance Australia Queensland, Ipswich Girls Grammar School, Youth Off the Streets and Scripture Union Tasmania. The federal government says it means 37 redress applications can now be processed. Let's go to sport now, and the president of European football has warned of a potential boycott of the World Cup. Alexander Čeferin says European nations don't support FIFA's plans to stage the tournament every 2 years. World Soccer's governing body is carrying out a review of the international match calendar that would see the World Cup rotate with continental tournaments, such as the European Championship, and be played every second year instead of every fourth. Australian legend Tim Cahill's announced his support, saying changes would ease the physical burden on players by reducing cross-continental travel.
a lot of us were starting to think holistically and not just personally. And it's not about always being on the same page. We have to contest each other. We have to question. What it needs is the right context, the right messaging, and us asking the questions that the public want to know.
Let's take a look at the weather today. In Perth, there's a shower or two about. It's 19 degrees there. It's a sunny day for you in Adelaide, where it's 27 degrees. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 19. It's also partly cloudy in Hobart, where it's 14 degrees. Much the same for Canberra, a top of 20. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 23. Much the same for Sydney, 24 for you. Mostly fine in Newcastle, 28. Fine weather in Brisbane, 29 degrees. A shower or two about in Cairns, 28, and 34 degrees and sunny for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.